people from different southern states? Do you think that you, I mean, you obviously can hear a difference in southern speech. The Buckhead Betty versus...
That's from growing up here.
Do you think that you can tell differences in... Is southern speech just one big thing to you?
Pretty much. It seems like Tennessee... because I grew up in Atlanta, it's a little different. If I had grown up in a small town and were still there, I'd probably be able to notice the difference even more. But I'm so exposed to the different cultures every day that to me it's kind of hard to tell anymore. In Tennessee, different parts of Tennessee, people who come from larger cities, their speech is becoming more refined and more cultured. The older the kids get, I mean, you know, if your kids grew up in a larger city, I think they become more and more cultured. And like I said, exposed to the different cultures, so their speech changes. So it's a little harder to tell anymore, but all I have to do is go into South Carolina and visit relatives or you know, small towns in South Carolina to catch it again, to catch the difference in the speech.
Do you find yourself getting more southern when you go to those places?
Oh, absolutely. I can spend a week in Greenwood and come back to work, and they'll probably look at me and say, "What? What are you talking about?" Because you know, they already know at work that I have I have probably a more southern drawl than anybody in the office, because most of the people in the office they went to college, so they are college educated, and then we have a pretty much of a younger crowd in our office. Some of the older people. But like our owner went to Kentucky, and he's from New Orleans. But you cannot even tell. There's no way.
Because
New Orleans is very distinct.
What did it sound like to you? What does New Orleans speech sound like?
Oh my gosh, it's a cross between Southern white, black, and French, and God knows what else was thrown in there. But it's half the time I can't, a real New Orleans person, mm-hmm. I can't understand a word they're saying. Or you watch a movie on TV and it was, you know, filmed in New Orleans, and it's supposed to be New Orleans people, and can't understand them, and I don't know where they. It's just such a mixture, mm-hmm. the whole Cajun thing. But I think it's fascinating. Yeah. I just love to hear them talk.
Yeah, I do too. It's one of my favorites. Have you ever been around New Orleans?
Not
to Acadia a little bit.
No, not really out of New Orleans. I've only been to New Orleans a few times, and Biloxi, that area. Mm-hmm. Only Biloxi once, and Biloxi, I mean, it's such a big gambling place now. Who would know if anybody was from Biloxi or not? But New Orleans, no, I've never gotten really out into to be able to experience that. I bet it is. I bet it is.
Well, I guess that's just about it. We have about a minute and a half left on the tape.
Okay.
So I'm gonna